Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashoka Buildcon Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers Limited. As a reminder, all participant clients will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is now being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone. Good afternoon. So on behalf of Anand Rathi Institutional Equities, I extend a warm welcome to the Ashoka Buildcon Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. We are pleased to have with us today Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, Chief Financial Officer. So without any further delay, I invite Mr. Satish Parakh to share his opening remarks, following which we will open the floor for a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Bhavin. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the Q1 FY26 earnings call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited. Thank you for taking the time to join us today as we share our business and financial updates for quarter ended 30th June 2025. I'm joined by our CFO, Mr. Paresh Mehta, and our investor relations partners from SGA. Let me begin by giving an industry overview. The start of FY26 has been marked by renewed momentum in India's infrastructure sector, especially roads and highways. The National Highways Authority of India has outlined an aggressive plan to build around 125-124 highway and expressway projects this year, spanning around 6,400 km, with an investment outlay of 1.5 lakh crores. These projects will leverage a mix of HAM, BOT, and EPC models, including landmark corridors like Gorakhpur-Kishanganj, Siliguri HAM, Third Ahmedabad on BOT, and Surat-Nashik Nagpur-Solapur, which is part of Surat-Chennai. This is also coming on BOT. This push underscores the government's focus on scaling up private participation while accelerating the pace of highway development. On the operation sides, traffic and toll collections have been seen a strong growth. Sorry. Toll revenue surged nearly 20% year-on-year in INR 20,682 crores in Q1, with 1.17 billion vehicle trips recorded during the period. The sustained rise in vehicle movement, coupled with revised toll rate positions, the sector on track to exceed around 80,000 crores in toll revenues for FY26. This growth not only reflects stronger asset utilization but also reinforces the resilience of highway concessions in India. The power transmission and distribution space is also expanding steadily, driven by urban demand and ongoing integration of renewable energy into the grid, with investments flowing into substations, feeder modernization, smart monitoring systems. This segment offers a consistent pipeline for EPC opportunities. Coming to the company updates, we achieved a significant milestone on international front in Guyana. On June 18, 2025, we signed and executed a contract with the government of Guyana's Republic for phase two of East Bank East Coast Road Linkage project connecting. The project is valued at $67 million and comes with an 18-month execution timeline. This win is particularly meaningful as it is strengthens our global footprint and demonstrates our capability to deliver complex infrastructure projects outside India. Additionally, on the railway segment, we received LOA from Central Railway for an EPC project involving the gauge conversion from Pachora to Jamner in Maharashtra, covering approximately 53 kilometers The scope of work includes earthworks, bridges, pathways, other civil works. This project valued at 568 crores, including GST, fortifies our footprint in the railway EPC base and diversifies our infrastructure portfolio beyond roads. ABL, along with its subsidiary Ashoka Pure Study Technologies, secured contracts from Motor Vehicles Department, Maharashtra, worth 1,387 crores, including GST, to implement intelligent traffic management system across five major circles, Nagpur, Mumbai, Pune, Marathwada, and Konkan, and Western Maharashtra. I'm also pleased to share that a wholly owned subsidiary, Ashoka Boy Chandi Guskara Road Private Limited, successfully achieved financial closure on June 2025. This HAM project involves the development of a four-lane economic corridor from Boy Chandi to Guskara Katwa Road, covering approximately 43 kilometers on NH-116A, reflecting our strong execution credentials and financial discipline as we are now fully geared to move into the construction phase. On asset monetization, the proposed sale of entire shareholding in five subsidiaries of Ashoka Concessions Limited to Maple Infrastructure Trust is progressing, though the timeline has been extended. Both parties have mutually agreed to move the closure date to September 30, 2025, to allow for the completion of pending condition precedent, and this remains a strategic priority. We also expect to close 5 BOT and 5 HAM projects by September end. Coming to the ratings of the company, Acute Ratings and Research reaffirmed our ratings for long-term bank facilities at AA and short-term at A1 plus as of June 3, 2025. These reaffirmations by leading rating agencies highlight our continued ability to manage growth while maintaining financial discipline. Alongside this, discussions with Macquarie SBI Infrastructure Investment and SBI Macquarie Infrastructure Trust are ongoing. These discussions pertain to the purchase of their securities in Ashoka Concessions Limited and Jawara Naigaon Toll Road Company by Ashoka Buildcon and subsidiary Viva Highways. Although the earlier long stop date was June 30, both parties are working constructively towards closure under the agreed security purchase agreement. Coming to the order book status, the company has received three new project orders as discussed above from the following: Central Railway Authority, Motor Vehicles Department, Maharashtra, and Government of Guyana Public Works Department. These orders further strengthen our position in both domestic and international geographies. As on 30 June 2025, our balance order book stands at 15,886 crores. The breakup of the order book is roads and railway projects comprise of 10,433 crores, which is 65.7% of the total order book. Among the road project order book, HAM projects are to the tune of 1,841 crores and EPC segment is 7,811 crores. Railway is around 781 crores. Part T&D accounts for 4,995 crores, which is approximately 31.4% of our total order book. The total EPC building segment is INR 458 crores, which is 2.9% of the total order book. Our primary focus remains on maintaining a sustainable EPC business in segments encompassing roads, highways, railways, power, transmission and distribution, as well as buildings. I would now request Mr. Paresh Mehta, CFO, to present the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Starting with the standard numbers of Q1 FY26, the total income for Q1 FY26 stood at 1,339 INR crores, as compared to INR 1,901 crores in Q1 FY25, a degrowth of 30%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 151 crores, up 4%, with EBITDA margin of 11.3%, an improvement of 3.7 bips year-on-year. PAT stood at INR 31 crores for the quarter, down by 25%, with PAT margins of 2.3%, and an improvement of 20 bips year-on-year. Our revenue contribution for each segment for Q1 FY26 is road EPC contribute 52.4%, road HAM contribute 11.6%, power T&D contributed 19.7%, railway stood at 6.7%, and other segments like building EPC and other contribute to 9.6%. Coming to the consolidated results, the total income for Q1 FY26 stood at INR 1,937 crores as compared to INR 2,495 in Q1 FY25, registering a 22% degrowth. EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 649 crores, up 3% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin of 33.5%, an improvement of 830 bps year-on-year. PAT stood at INR 227 crores, up 44%, and PAT margin stood at 11.7%, an improvement of 540 bps year-on-year. Total consolidated debt as on 30th June 2025 stood at 6,826. The standalone debt is at INR 1,652 crores, which comprises of 95 crores of equipment loans, NCDs of 300 crores, and 1,257 crores of working capital loan. In Q1 FY26, in our BOT division, the company recorded a gross toll revenue of INR 362 crores, as against INR 322 crores in Q1 FY25, recording a growth of 13% year-on-year. With this, we now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. My first question on execution. Execution in this quarter has been lagging. I think the execution declined by 30%. And the order book has grew by 15%. My question is, what is leading this muted, order execution?
Well, basically, there has been two, three reasons. One of the major reason is really monsoon. Second is, the orders which we got in last season are still in mobilization stage. So out of 7 projects which we got, only 3 have moved ahead and 4 are yet to start. So these are really reflected in the Q1 turnover degrowth.
So how do you see the...
Going ahead now, Q3, Q4 will be catching up. Q2 again will be a little similar pattern. But Q3, Q4 will be catching up when all these projects would be at full swing.
What are your expectations for the entire fiscal? What kind of growth one can see in the execution?
We come back.
So what kind of growth we are expecting on the revenue for fiscal year 26?
Yeah. We are expecting around 10% growth. As this Q1, Q2 will be a little negative, so we'll have to catch up in Q3, Q4. Overall, will be around 10 to 12% up.
Understood, sir. My second question on the NHAI pipeline. How do you see that developing? I think we heard that the government is trying to roll out 3.4 trillion. Are you seeing the building of the tender pipeline accordingly, or do you think this is too ambitious?
Yeah, tender pipeline wise, like currently we have around 75,000 crores is the visibility in the pipeline of NHAI and MRTH, which they want to ramp up to around 1.5 lakh to 1.8 lakh crores. And which NHAI has consistently shown, if they announce, at least they achieve 80%, 90% of their announcement is always achieved. So we are very hopeful, but only the mix of projects will be EPC, HAM and BOT. So we'll have to see how the really outcome comes in BOT. Otherwise, HAM and EPC are very much proven. BOT on Greenfield Expressways, how successful it will be, that we need to see.
Understood, sir. But there are a couple of large BOT projects which are up for bidding. Am I right? In Maharashtra?
Yes.
Understood. So thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lok. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Sir, can you just give us a broad guidance for FY26, with respect to the revenue margins, what are the order inflow that we are taking and the capex?
So orders, as we say now, in Q1 we could do 2,000. But going ahead, we should be able to do 3,000 per quarter. And around 10,000 to 12,000 is still we expect overall. So we think large opportunities in NHS as well as states are also coming up with good amount of ordering.
Right.
Railways will throw up a good opportunity again.
Okay. So what are the revenue guidance and the margin, EBITDA margin guidance?
So revenue, I said, we'll see around 10 to 12%. And EBITDA will be able to maintain what we have achieved in Q1.
So the next question, sir, is with respect to the monetization, sir. So if you can help us, when was the monetization of the HAM and BOT assets, and the exit to the SBI Macquarie. So what are the timelines that we are looking at, what are the number of tranches, in which this monetization will happen? If you can provide us, timeline and the cash flow.
Yeah, so on the monetization, as we have already disclosed, we have two transactions in pipeline. One is for the 5 BOT projects, which we are selling to Maple, in which run by CDPQ, and the HAM 11 project, which we are selling to Edelweiss, run AMC Secura. On the 5 BOT projects, as already indicated in Mr. Parakh's speech, we expect to close it by 30th September. We have achieved all external CPs have been cleared and internal CPs will be done in a week's time, and then we expect the investor to draw their money and close the transaction by 30th September. On the HAM side, for the first 5 set of projects, we expect the closure to happen by somewhere last week of August or initial couple of weeks of September. So again, by September, definitely these 5 projects also, cash flow, 5 projects closing will happen. So 5 BOT and 5 HAM projects will be closed by September. Based on the receipts from these, the Macquarie SBI commitment of 1526 crores plus buying out the JN stake of 150 crores will be achieved. Post that, there will be 6 more HAM projects to be monetized, which will happen 4 projects will happen by December, and the last 2 projects will happen by June 26, where CODs are yet expected. So this is how projects will be monetized, and SBI Macquarie will be given exit to.
So, sir, we will be giving the exit to the SBI Macquarie by September itself, right? Once
yes,
the process
yeah,
the fire time and...
Yeah, yeah.
And, sir, what is the like process we are expecting from BOT and HAM assets? If you can help with the first five BOT...
Approximately the first five BOT we are expecting around 2,800 to 3,000 crores in the around 3,000 crores,
okay.
And balance of the six projects by June of around 1,000 crores, and certain monies to be received from the BOT projects which are linked to extension, which will happen later on in a couple of years' time. So that is approximately 700 crores.
Okay. Yeah. And so what about the Jaora, Nayagaon, and the Chennai ORR project?
So on both we are working with investors, interested investors. Chennai ORR there is keen interest. Jaora, Nayagaon definitely there is interest, but we are also working out with the authority for giving us permission to transfer the 26% shares, but we are on both the projects. We are on the process of exiting.
Okay, sir. Yeah, sir. This is from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from HNI. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Sir, are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Sir, I wanted to know about this traffic management system. What will be the source of revenues and how would we be able to monetize that?
Yeah, so this is intelligent traffic management where we will be paid on capturing of incidents. So incidents could be overspeeding, it could be seat belt, it could be helmet, lane cutting, anything. So these are all cameras which will be put up on the highways and revenue will be from the incident management.
Okay. And
so for incident we will be paid.
For incident we will be paid and then they would also be sharing with the government.
So basically
for incident sharing.
So these projects are basically kind of PPP projects, where 18% IRR is capped. So above 18% IRR, we'll be sharing with the government.
So up to 18%, we would not be sharing anything. Above 18%, if there is anything, then we will have to share with the government.
Right.
Okay. And sir, one more thing. Recently, I read in Money Control about Ashoka and Ashoka Buildcon planning to bid for infrastructure in Croatia. So can you tell us something more about that? Is there anything solid going on?
Yeah, we did participate in bids in Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
These were roads and railways.
Yeah. Okay. And so one more thing about this console. Our console has a component of EPC, BOT and HAM annuity, no?
Yes.
So can I know the percentage of... EPC is cleared from the standalone. I think the standalone is EPC, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So what is the percentage of BOT and HAM annuity in the console, if you can net off it or...
So out of the total revenue of 1,887 crores, construction is 1,194 crores and BOT and annuity projects put together is 635 crores. Of 635 crores, approximately 320 crores is pertaining to toll and balance is annuity revenue.
Okay, and the remaining is HAM.
Yeah.
So once this sale of 5 BOT and HAM, 6 HAM is done, we will also have some reduction in the BOT collection and HAM will not be, the annuity will be not reflected in the next profits, the Q2 or Q3.
Correct. So of all, I mean, the revenues also of BOT projects will get deleted. And along with that, all the debt, the cost of interest, everything will go off the valuation.
So business is comparison, the amount of profit that we are losing on BOT or HAM and the savings of interest cost, the savings will be more better?
So today we are in surplus, so there will be a reduction in surplus of PBT and PAT also.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mehul Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a decent set of numbers. Just wanted to know a few things. First, being that our recently one of our contracts was kept on hold by the Honorable High Court, which is for approximately 1600 crores. So where are we on that, and is that project completely gone off out of our hands, or is it just a temporary thing? What is the progress on that front?
Yeah, so our share of this project was 850 crores, which is off our books now.
Okay, so that has been permanently cancelled?
LOA has been withdrawn by the...
Okay, so will there be rebidding?
Yeah, we expect rebidding. So it is, as of now, it is withdrawn. So this is not part of our order book anywhere now.
Mr. Vasudev, are you there?
Yeah, hi. So sir, what is the capex that we have done in Q1 and what are we planning for the full year?
So capex for the Q1 was around 23 crores and we expect to do a capex of approximately 125 crores for the whole year.
Okay, sir. And can you give me the pending equity requirement for the HAM projects and how much are we expecting to infuse in FY26 and FY27?
So, total capex outstanding is 230 crores, which is largely for our last project, Bhavai Chandi Puskara, of which for 25-26, the investment will be 123 crores. And 55 crores each for 26-27, 27-28.
Okay. And lastly, sir, you said we are looking for 35,000 crores of projects from NHA and MoRTH. So, and there is also some opportunities in state government and railways. So, could you quantify that, you know, the kind of bid pipeline we are looking in state governments, railways, and even in the power segment?
So, as I said, you know, we are looking around 10,000 crores of order book totally. Out of it, 2,000 we have backed. Out of 8,000, it will be a mix of roads, railways, power and buildings. So overall, okay, we will do around 8 to 12,000 crores in the whole year. So I am taking average 10,000.
Okay, so my question was on the bid pipeline that we're looking. So you said about 35,000 we are looking on the NHA and MoRTH front. So, you know, possible to quantify the bid pipeline in other segments?
Yeah, so NHA is coming around 75,000 crores is visibility immediately. And states, if you see Gujarat, Bihar and UP are also coming up with around 70,000 to 80,000 crores. So all this we are participating.
Okay.
The success ratio is going down now. So bidding versus, you know, getting projects is becoming, the competition still remains in the market. Therefore,
okay,
the visibility I'm showing is very pessimistic that 10 to 12,000 is what we should achieve.
Sure, sir. That was helpful. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sushant Verma, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question was related to the monetization part of it, although you have explained in details as to what we have, what we can expect over the next couple of weeks. But what I wanted to check was, what's the probability that this 30th September date would remain I mean, more or less achievable? Because even last time you had mentioned 30th June is when it could the closure would happen, and then you updated all of us saying it has been extended to 30th September. So what's the probability that 30th September won't become 31st December, say?
It's largely the CPs which are generally out of the control of the companies, NOCs from NHI and lenders, which fortunately are all completed at this moment of time. So now whatever CPs are left out for are internal CPs, which definitely are under control, and then that's the reason and the comfort that definitely we'll achieve closure by 30th September.
Oh, so you are saying definitely we can achieve closure by 30th September,
yeah,
right?
All,
so,
all CPs of external CPs are over.
Okay, that is what I wanted to check, because it has been a moving target, so hopefully this time around we will stick to the deadline. So thank you very much. All right, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhinav from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the guidance of 10% revenue growth for the FY26. Given we've clocked about 1300 crores for this quarter, and we are looking at similar for this quarter as well, Q2. This leaves with about 5000 crores to be executed in the second half. So my question is, what gives us confidence? I mean, which orders will be executed in the second half? Are you baking in any new order inflows which will be crucial to achieve this growth guidance?
No, see, this growth guidance is on the current order book what we have in hand. So as you predicted, it's correct. Q3, Q4 will be 4,500 to 5,000 crores. So definitely this can be achieved by the order book we have in hand. Whatever new order book flow, this either some part may get executed in Q3, Q4, or it may move to next year.
Okay. Well, historically, we have not touched about 2,500 crores of revenue for a quarter. So, I mean, will there be an execution ramp up, or which orders we are expecting to be executed in Q3, Q4?
So, these projects are basically of the nature where entire mobilization would have been done, and work will pick up in this all the orders. Even in power segment, like entire lot of hold is there on action. This all gets released in Q3, Q4. So we are very much confident of, you know, particularly Q4 will be crossing 2600, 700, and 2200, 300 will be around Q3.
Understood. So that's helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Jain from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to ask, you mentioned that getting projects is difficult as competition still remains in the market. Other companies have been suggesting that it is getting easier and the competition is reducing. Can you talk more about this, please?
So at NHI level, you see the competition is still there. We have not seen any easing off. We see 20-25 players in most of the projects. Now they have changed the little criteria for bidding with the, you know, reducing from the linking to the net worth and reducing 20% of your balance order book from the net worth, and balance order net worth would only be considered for bidding. So suppose if I have a order book of 15,000 crores in my hand, then 20% of 15,000 is 3,000 crores is what will be reduced from my net worth. So Ashoka, okay, if it has 44,000 crores of order book, 3,000 will be reduced and I'll be left with 1,000. So 1,000 will be multiplied by 5 times for me to bid a single project. So that way, you know, Ashoka will qualify for 5,000 crores single project.
Okay.
So that will really help, you know, when to bid larger projects where we see a little limited competition. Otherwise, all the projects, the competition is continue as it is in EPC.
So we're expecting more conversion then.
Beg your pardon?
So we're expecting more conversion in terms of winning orders that we are bidding for.
It will depend upon what size of projects come and which companies qualifies for what.
Sir, they've also suggested that the orders of NHI will be bigger now.
Orders of NHI would be bigger in HAM projects and BOT projects, but may not be in
right. So that should also lead to more order wins for listed players, I would assume, or players who are executed bigger projects.
We'll have to see this. How it spans out, we'll have to see.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankita Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, this year, given that most of the projects except the two will be monetized, so what is the total net proceeds adjusting for the SBI Macquarie adjustment also? How much is the net proceeds that are expected to be received and how is it planned to be utilized for this year?
So in this year, in the first tranche which we are speaking by 30th September, we expect to monetize approximately 2,900 crores of monies from the sale, of which 1,600 or rather 1,700 would be appropriated to giving exit to Macquarie. So we'll be left with approximately 1200 crores. So this will be largely utilized for initially reducing our working capital debt, and then future plans will be taken up as inside post September. Post that, the next tranche of proceeds will be approximately by December end, approximately 600 crores, and by March another 500 crores. So that's the plan. How cash will be realized?
So, sorry, sir, 600 crores second tranche by December and then another...
By June, another 500 crores.
By June, another 500 odd crores. So, all this, this 600 and 500 could be utilized for taking up new projects?
New projects, internal restructuring or debt, capital. I mean, there could be various plans which will come.
Okay.
And we are very close to getting the money in.
Got it. And sir, what are the focus areas right now for new projects, even in roads as well as outside of roads? And what is the prospect pipeline that we are looking at in India as well as overseas?
So as I explained, roads is our major focus, roads and highways, where we see more than the 50%, like 5,000 to 7,000 crores is what we should back going ahead. And overseas also, we are focused there and we'll be bidding overseas opportunities. Immediate visibility is not there in overseas, but India we see visibility in NHI, MRTH and various states. Other than this, railways is throwing up a good opportunity. So railways is one area where we have complete control on all the value chain. We do right from track laying to signaling. So railways is another opportunity which we are seeing overseas as well as India. Third is building segment and water segment, where we keep participating. So we expect to slowly move ahead in this segment also.
Just one clarification. On roads, would we prefer EPC HAM or BOT projects?
So our whole idea is to bid for selectively for BOT. HAM we are bidding almost everything, and EPC we are participating almost everything. Specialized structures is of late what is our forte. We are well qualified with very all the specialized structures. So wherever specialized structures are there, we have an edge. So this helps us select proper projects for bidding.
Got it. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking the questions again. Just two things. Given such a high influx of cash, what would be our debt to equity, or how much of debt are we planning to reduce? At least there must be a target internally.
So today we are almost at 1600 crores of debt on the standalone. On the project side, it is approximately 5,200, of which hardly 350 will continue, 275 will continue on the books for Jaora-Nayagaon and Chennai-Oraar. But otherwise, most of the debt will go along with the projects. So we'll be basically addressing the 1652 of standalone debt, which will be brought to the typical levels of around, say, 5 to 600 crores max.
Okay, so we are planning within a year's time a debt reduction of 1,000 crores. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, and the second question is that there was a GST raid conducted at the office. Any conclusion on that front?
Largely, nothing very significant was, no demand has been made on the company, and I think so things are all in order. Closures will take their own time, but there is no significant claim.
Understood. And just one last question, that we had a significant jump in our operating income, operating margins for this quarter. So just wanted to know what was out, was this a one-off thing, or can we see our operating margins going in the similar trajectory going forward?
So we expect, so as we had given guidance, we expect that our margins of around 9.5 to 10% will continue in the next coming quarters, and that should help keep the EBITDAs better.
Okay.
These are based on the new projects. The old projects, most of them have got over. New projects will keep on giving this kind of margin.
Okay, so all the new projects have a higher margin compared to the old one.
Right.
Understood. And for the execution timeline, I saw that we took a good chunk of projects which are executable within 18-month period, right? So, so if given that this year we are maintaining a trajectory of 10% growth, so for the next year, are we anticipating a higher growth rate than 10%? Because then a good chunk of this project, projects which we have taken now of our order book will be executed or finished in the next year.
Definitely we'll be targeting for a higher growth rate for 26-27, and these order books which are existing will be executed over 18 to 24 months time, some maybe slightly more depending on the sizes of project and type of project.
Understood. And just one last question. For I saw there was a significant jump in the order book of power transmission and distribution segment. So is that a conscious effort? Because I'm seeing there's a lot of traction in this segment as a whole. So are we focusing on that? Are we trying to increase our chunk in the market share, or was this just a thing which we had to do on the side?
So one of the jump in the power sector is the order book of the transport monitoring mechanism. That order book is part of this. But otherwise, we continue to see continuous order book coming in this power T&D divisions, and we keep our options open to take new projects.
Understood. Thank you, sir. All the best. That's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Clarification from my end. So we had indicated that the equity valuation of the BOT assets was around 2,500 crores and right. Same for HAM was 2,300. Right. So total inflow is 4,800. Net of SBI would be around 3,300. So right. Is this correct?
Yeah, but one of the component of the 2,500 is approximately 700 crores in the BOT project, which is to be received over a period of time after confirmation of extension of time for our toll-based projects. So presently, we are not keeping that in the visibility of immediate cash inflows.
Okay, so for BOT, it would be 1,800 crore. That should come in September, right?
Immediate, yeah.
Okay, and for 5 HAMs, what is the value in September?
Approximately 1,100.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it for myself.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Jain from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sorry. Just trying to understand this cash influx that we get after monetizing our assets. So you said we get 2,800 around September, then 600 and 500. And as you mentioned, I think net of SBI, let's say we have 3,300 on our books. After that, we will reduce debt by on the standard one balance sheet by 1,000. So that will leave us with about 500 debt and 2,300 in cash.
Can you be a bit louder, slightly not gathering fully?
Sir, I'm saying, can you hear me now?
But still very bad. Anyway, please continue.
One second, then. I was saying that we will be left with, after net of SBI, we're left with 3,300 crores of cash. Then if we repay debt by 1,000 crores by the end of the year or by sometime next year, we are left with 500 crores of debt and about 2,300 crores of cash. Am I right to understand that?
Approximately, yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mukesh Gupta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I wish to ask about a status of green hydrogen project. You signed the MOA with Bihar government.
So there is no further development in this. You've signed an MOU, but there's no further development.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sorry for coming back into the queue. Just, I forgot this one question, that for our project level debt, so last balance sheet I saw, we had a long-term borrowing of approximately, we had a long-term borrowing of approximately 2,000 crore. And then in our other liabilities, which is like a short-term borrowing, we had a liability of 13,000 crore. So even if we reduce our long-term borrowing, which is a standalone debt by 1,000 crores, on after monetization, the project level debt, that will also be transferred. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So how much of debt will we have on the book going forward post-monetization on the project front, not on the standalone basis?
So see, on the project front, we have approximately... So total debt is around 6,800, of which 1,600 is working capital debt. So
okay.
If you reduce that, we have 5,200 as total debt, of which hardly 300 crores will be left on the books of ABL post-monetization of all the 5 BOT and 11 HAM projects. And then be some addition of debt on the Boichenda project, and maybe new projects will come in. But based on existing project, we'll be around 300 crores plus another 400 crores for Boichandi project, 600 crores for Boichandi project.
Okay, so on a standalone basis, we'll have a 600 crore debt, and on a project level basis, we'll have approximately how much?
At today's date, around 284 crores.
Okay. Post-monetization.
Post-monetization.
Okay. So are we saying we are reducing, sorry to double check, but this is just, are we saying that we will reduce from a currently 6,800 to approximately 1,500 crore debt? Is that understanding?
Yeah, substantially lower than that, approximately in the range of sub 1,000, including project loan.
Including project loan. Okay, understood. That is within a period of a year.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Yeah, thank you so much. That's it from my end.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Paresh Mehta for closing comments.
We thank you and everybody for joining this call. We hope we were able to answer all your questions. If you need any more information, please feel free to contact us or Mr. Devendra from SGA Investor Relationship Advisors. Thanking you. Good day.
Thank you.
On behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.